Yeah. Oh, there's a Monopoly game going on as we record this, and it's a tie right now. Very exciting. I thought that Sally Hawkins kind of looked like a broke-ass Eva Longoria. What do you think, Nick?
A broke-ass, like financially unstable?
Yes.
All right, well, there's a commercial on for Orencia, so I'm glad that we are recording right now. This is a... Looks like neck medicine or something. Fall off your bike medicine.
You know what's a good neck medicine? Misquamicus.
I like the after effects in all these medicines. It's like, you know, beware, this medicine might heal this, but it'll cause alien back and other such crazy things. Like it'll give you foot cancer
and big diarrheas. they always big diarrheas.
Ironically, except for big diarrhea, the product.
It's a good drink, though. It's a good beverage.
Do you agree that Diary of a Madman is a good album?
It's a good book, too.
Justin, tell us about a little bit about The Ruins.
Was that movie a hit, by the way?
It did okay. I think it did like 40 or something like that.
Because it needed to be seen. I think it's a pretty good film. Pretty violent film, some realistic performances, I thought. If you were ever in that situation, I think that's how you'd probably behave.
Well, you mean I would come out of the ground with my root brethren and attack people?
So you sided with the vegetation in that?
Always. Ever since the days of Dick Durock, I couldn't help it.
So you sided with the blonde. Anyway, I thought that movie was pretty good, and I guess the deleted scene, I didn't see the deleted ending. Did you see that, Nick Nunziata? Did they send it to you?
Apparently, the ending is worse than the one that they used.
Why?
I don't know if it was the book ending or what, but it's something. What's this movie?
It's like Confessions of a Shopaholic, starring the very cute
Mrs.
girl.
Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Redheaded bitch broad. What's her name?
I don't know, but she's cute. What is her name again?
Cute.
It is Evil Mia Sara.
Are you in agreement with me that she probably does have red pubes?
Isla Fisher.
Yep.
I think she's sister of Fisher Stevens.
I'm asking, do the drapes match her pussy hair?
I think that's an unfair question. I wonder if you're going to see that film.
I will not.
Steve?
Would your wife be taking you to Confessions of a Shopaholic?
There's no way in hell. I actually flat out refuse to go see Bride Wars.
Let me remind you, you saw Twilight.
I did see Twilight, but I will not be seeing Bride Wars.
You know what else he saw? He saw Twi'lek.
I did. The dancing Twi'lek.
I'm just saying you can never say that again, that hell no, because...
Never in my lifetime will I go see Shopaholic.
So,
I'm going to see it tomorrow, probably.
I don't know when it comes out, but let me know how it is.
Go to the press screening. Sit in the front row.
What's your drink?
It's right down here.
You better drink it.
Drinking the hell out of it. Why?
Because you're going to need it.
Is it going to improve this fucking show?
I'm going to pass the mic to Nick for a while. Right.
Not funny.
Oh, it's not about being funny. Is this Heroes? Yeah. The worst show ever? Oh, God, Zelchio Ivanex in it. I love that man. So I'm going to watch this.
They got new writers for it.
Did they get ones that can see? They got new writers, Justin? So they got people that can actually write now?
They brought in the Pushing Daisies guy. Brian Fuller, I believe.
Pushing Daisies. Okay. Look, Alec Baldwin. Oh, shit, it's Jake Gyllenhaal. Alec Baldwin looks like everyone. Jake's head looks smaller. Steve, how do you feel about Jake Old Gyllenhaal?
They're talking about something inspired by the F. Scott Fitzgerald short story. They're talking about The Ruins.
F. Scott Smith Fitzgerald? No, but that's... Steve, what's your take on Jake Gyllenhaal?
He's a jarhead.
Do you like him as an actor?
I don't have anything against him. He's kind of, I don't know. I think that his eyebrows are fucking huge. And they're getting on my nerves. What's the story with this guy?
It's like Nicolas Cage in a blender. Nobody looks all that happy. Downey looks like he's off the wagon, though. Does he not?
Yes. He looks a little bit energized. Maybe he's on Red Bull. But Jake Gyllenhaal was good in Brokeback.
Very good. He was excellent in Brokeback.
Very good in Jarhead, I thought.
He was very good in Jarhead. He's good in almost everything. Except for Zodiac, he was still good, but he could have been a lot better.
I think he was good in Zodiac, but I think that role would have been better played by another actor.
Like perhaps somebody from Degrassi?
Elias Koteas, maybe, who had a very small role in that, I would like to see. He's also Benjamin Button. How was he in that?
Elias Koteas is quite good in a very small role in Benjamin Button. He plays a blind clockmaker, just like in Crash.
So really, he's not at that much? I thought
no.
He was the third lead.
No. The third lead is Jason Fleming. Well, it's like Brad Pitt, Cate Blanchett, Julie Ormond.
I love Jason Fleming.
He's very good in it.
Holy crap, it's like Mumra over here on the right.
Is that Jessica Lange?
Be in an HBO series together called Grey Gardens.
What the fuck? Look at Bruce Shitmore. I mean Drew.
This is great.
Drew Barrymore is an atrocity. A Raisin in the Sun. Is this... wait, isn't it 2009?
That's Sean Puffy Combs.
And that's the kid from Save the Last Dance.
I hope. Ooh. Terrible.
Speaking of Puffy, the guy that looks like Casey from Moscow.
This is the
graveyard of the awards.
Yeah, they're giving, I guess, for the original movies now, right? Is that what's happening here? So boring.
Ralph Fiennes is one of the best people that's ever been born.
This year?
Cranford. This looks like something Steve would watch.
I actually saw it. I did. I saw it. I liked it. It was very good. It's what's wrong with this? It's good. I enjoyed it. Judy Dench, very good in this. The matriarch of the old family there on the farm.
You're joking.
I did see this, yes, and I enjoyed it.
Which is a better period piece, this or Carrie?
But the thing is, you didn't see it because they just showed... They basically just showed Judy Dench. You said, I saw Judy Dench was very good in this. She wore a bonnet.
I love John Adams. That was a great show.
Wait, you would never spring for fucking cable.
What are you talking about? We don't have cable.
I'm stopping.